You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
We've got no line at the moment for this game, so we'll do this one briefly. The Dallas Cowboys at the New Orleans Saints. This one scheduled for late Sunday night, early Monday morning. What's the line expected to be if Drew Brees starts as opposed to if he doesn't line up? The likelihood is, though, from everything I've read, Gil, that Drew Brees is going to play in this match.
Yeah, Drew Brees, you know, if you listen to Drew Brees, Drew Brees is going to play. but yeah, you're right, there's no line. There's still no line. We're doing this Friday morning, States, and we're like, you know, 60 hours away from game time, still no line. But I can only give you what the line is in the Super Contest in Las Vegas. They have to post their lines on Wednesday. They have it, assuming Drew Brees plays, as the Saints -3 against the Cowboys.
Right.
The 0-3 Saints would be 3-point favorites against Brandon Weeden and the Cowboys. If Drew Brees does not play, you got to figure that swings dramatically. Probably a touchdown to Dallas -4. I really believe that. And you say, wow, Drew Brees is worth a touchdown? I kind of think that's how these lines are moving. If you look at the Thursday night game, if the Steelers had Big Ben, they would have been favored by about 4 points, as it was with Mike Vick, and they were 3-point underdogs. So it's about a touchdown swing, I think, conservatively in this game. But without a line, I like the Cowboys either way here. And I think the biggest stat that I can go with here, and because there's no line, I won't get too into it, but the one Cowboys weakness, because their defense has really looked good so far this year, and their running game is just the greatest thing ever right now behind that offensive line. There is such a dearth of great offensive lines in this league, but the Cowboys are front and center with the best. And why they abandoned it last week in the second half against the Falcons, I have no idea, because they were just killing the Falcons on the ground, and they only ran the ball 5 times last week in the second half. The one weakness with the Cowboys, though, getting to the point, is their passing game. Brandon Weeden was good last week, 22 of 26 for 232 yards, but they can't get the ball downfield. They rank toward the bottom of the NFL with just 10.31 yards per completion and an average yards of catch of just 4.2 yards. In fact, they only have 3 passing plays of 25-plus yards, and Lance Dunbar, their running back, is actually their leading receiver, 21 for 215 yards. Of course, that's without Tony Romo, and that's without Dez Bryant. But the key here is that there's the Cowboys' one weakness, Dave. The Saints, though, they give up 6.7 yards per play. It's the worst in the NFL. They give up 9.7 yards per pass attempt. It's the worst in the NFL. And they've given up 7 passing plays of 25 or more yards allowed. So the one spot where you would hope to exploit the Cowboys could actually have some success with too. So I really like the Cowboys if it is a 3-point underdog spread here.
The Cowboys -3 if Drew Brees does play. You mentioned Brandon Weeden and his inability to target players downfield. I found it amusing that Terrence Williams came quickly on the offensive after last week's match, despite Gil having 2 drops in that match. He said he didn't try to force the ball downfield, which is a bit of a cheap shot on Weeden, given that he dropped the ball twice, and he's expected to be the wide receiver that stands up in the absence of Dez Bryant.
I believe the phrase is damning him with praise, Dave. Damning him with praise. Yes, he was managing, the old managing the game, damning with praise. You know, look, the Cowboys have won 10 consecutive road regular season games. They've averaged 31.9 points per game doing that. But here's the newsflash. It was all with Tony Romo. And that included going 8-0 versus teams under 500. They did win at Philly or Seattle. But again, it wasn't Brandon Weeden. And Brandon Weeden has his own streak. But it's not quite as good as that one. He's lost 9 consecutive starts. That's the longest active streak of any quarterback in the league. Now, there is some truth to what Williams was saying. Again, especially if we just take last week as an example, Weeden was quote-unquote smart, right? He didn't take many chances, and his stats that he put together were really good, as I mentioned before. By the way, Luke McCown replacing Drew Brees last week, his stats were really good. They didn't lose last week because of him. He was 31 for 38 for 310 yards with a pick. But I think both McCown and Weeden do the same thing, which is, you know what, I realize I'm the backup, I realize I'm holding down the fort, let me not do anything dumb here. And I'm sure the coaches are in their head saying, look, just don't turn the ball over. And so it does create a more conservative approach, and you don't see these guys going downfield. And in Whedon's case, been a long stretch where he hasn't had much success, bottom line, in games. But I think the Cowboys have heard the press clippings this week. Why didn't you guys run in the second half? What's wrong with you? Why did you guys abandon it? Why did you only run five times in the second half after killing the Falcons? So I think they're going to have a ridiculous commitment to the run this week.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.